Daily Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Kevin in Australia about the rather grim outcome of some air exercises between the U.S. and India. And we do hear this from other places as well. And the problem is that the American aircraft, they try and put everything in them, so they're very heavy, they're very clunky. And even when you go out to the Top Gun school, they use American aircraft to simulate the potential Soviet bloc, or the Soviet bloc's gone, but the Russian-manufactured aircraft like the MiGs. And they're always able to they're more maneuverable because they're not carrying as much weight. And so Top Gun is trying to teach tactics to basically overcome the disadvantages built into the American aircraft. And they're not always successful. And, you know, the Russian aircraft are very small, very lightweight, very maneuverable. They're basically designed to do a specific mission. And they're not hauling around a lot of junk that doesn't relate to what they're trying to do at the time. And I know the F-15, I think it's got like a 25% downtime because of all the systems that have to be maintained. And I remember when the F-14 Tomcat first came online, they had problems with the wing pivots cracking, same problem they had in the F-111. As a matter of fact, the F-111 was supposed to be a multi-role aircraft, and it was going to be a fighter-bomber, but they couldn't get the wing pivots to stay through air combat maneuvering, so it basically was redesignated as a medium-weight bomber, and they're not allowed to do the turn and burn with it, or the wings will come off. The F-14, when it was originally put into service, did not have the engines that had originally been intended to go in there that were much more powerful because they couldn't get the engines to work, and so the F-14s were flying with underpowered engines in them. And it's just this whole cascade of all these shortcomings and design problems, and they rush these things through, and they have a huge price tag on them. And when they actually go out there to fight in the real world and deal with the real world, including rain, you know, it's just all kinds of problems. And I think it's reflective of our culture as a whole. Everything is gadget happy, over featured. The basic core quality just isn't there anymore, and it means, you know, it's another reason why if this war continues to go, we're going to wind up losing there.
Yeah, I reckon that look, America could make a big mess over there, but you know what? This time around, I think they're going to lose some aircraft carriers if they get carried away.
I think they may sacrifice one to get the war going. I would not at all be surprised to see the USS Enterprise, which is due to be scrapped next year anyway, I would not be at all surprised to see it blown up and they say, ooh, those gosh darn Iranians did it.
Yeah, that could be on the cards. But I wouldn't be surprised if you'd see some of the latest Russian planes with Iranian markings on them carrying the sunburn missiles, which you can't see coming, that come at you at about max 3.5 or something like that. By the time you even know it's there, if you do, it's cut the ship in half. And they got bundles of them. And, you know, Russia knows what's coming. I mean, the whole plan is designed to knock over all these satellites and then turn the guns on to Russia and China. I mean, they know that. They figured that out a long time ago. And I think they're going to dig their heels in this time. And I wouldn't mind betting you. Wouldn't it be different if, you know, let's just say, the Russia thought, let's get rid of some of these ships, and we'll blame the Iranians.
I don't know that Russia would do that, but Israel definitely would. But you're right. The Sunburn missile is absolutely beyond the capacity of the phalanx to stop. The Russians also have this very interesting torpedo they've developed. And what it does is it's actually a rocket-driven torpedo, but what makes it work is there's a series of holes on the nose of this torpedo through which gas is bled to create an actual air bubble around the torpedo that frees it from boundary layer friction with the surrounding seawater, and as a result, it can go incredibly fast.
Suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries? There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthful and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Really Happen radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just to sort of finish up on this whole situation, the United States government spends all this money on these very complex weapon systems like the Phalanx. It's that little R2-D2 shape with the Gatling gun and, you know, all this other equipment. And they're marvelously prepared to fight the previous war. Meanwhile, these other countries are going out there and designing weapon systems that can easily evade the current U.S. state of the art. And there's this the rocket-powered torpedo with the bubble zone around it. Russia's been working on creating bubble insonified zones around their submarines to make them impossible to detect on sonar. I think the Americans are doing it as well. At least that's one thing they're staying up to date on. But, again, look at this whole anti-ballistic missile system that's being deployed across the globe at hideous expense. And already the Russians have found a very, very simple way to defeat it. Simply maneuver the warhead coming down in order to prevent a solution of a ballistic intercept. And it goes on and on and on. It just spends huge amounts of money that would be, could be better spent on making a better life for us all. So it's just this incredible situation here. All righty, let's see. Now, getting back, oh, we've got a caller on the line still waiting. I'm sorry, Ben in Arizona. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask what you thought about this Afghan massacre scenario. If I understand it right, we're to believe that this gentleman walked off the airbase into a war zone by himself and for 3 hours walked around and shot people and piled bodies up. Nobody attacked him, and then he comes back without a scratch. I don't see how, you know, if we're to believe that, basically he subdued 3 villages single-handedly.
Well, you know, if you're a loyal American, you will believe that story. And if you doubt it for 1 second, the terrorists will win. No, you're absolutely right. The story is fantastic on the face of it. And it's not surprising that the government of Afghanistan, even though it owes its existence to the United States of America, has basically come out and said this is nonsense because, you know, word of mouth travels very fast in Afghanistan. And the witnesses who saw what happened are talking about it. And the government of Afghanistan can't side with this fairy tale from the U.S. government against their own people without further eroding their own legitimacy, of which they don't have a huge amount to start with. And what seems to be happening now with this latest revelation that these villages were all threatened ahead of time, that they were going to be made to pay for a roadside bomb that happened near them, this is looking more and more like a collective punishment operation. And the U.S. government simply trying to cover it up, as they do all this kind of stuff.
Well, one thing I would like to see would be if we could see some tests on the bullets. I mean, if there was more than one shooter, there should be plenty of evidence of that. Bullets in the walls, bullets in the bodies. There should be footprints. It could be, you know, I'm sure somebody took some photos of the scenes where these killings happened. There should be prints in the dirt and prints in maybe blood. If the villagers are telling the truth, or the military is telling the truth, it should be easily verified.
You're right about the ballistics evidence. You know, blood, of course, is a lot of blood. 16 people got killed. Footprints, by now, they're probably eroded away. But you're absolutely right. All it's going to take is 2 of the bullets from those locations with 2 different sets of ballistic marks on the bullets. We don't even need to match them to any guns. But we can just tell from the ballistic, from the rifling on the bullets, on the marks, that they came from different guns. And that alone will just absolutely destroy the official U.S. government story. So by now, I would almost expect that the government of Afghanistan has already recovered ballistics evidence from the scene, and they're basically, I expect that they would do those kind of checks.
Right. Well, that's what I had today. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you very much for the call. Alrighty, back here in the United States of America, as you're probably aware, the TSA has again come under fire for this ludicrous situation of groping and fondling a toddler, 3-year-old, who was confined to a wheelchair. 3-year-old kid with medical issues, he has to be in a wheelchair, and the TSA still gives him the groping and the fondling and the peeking in his pants and all the rest of it, and his parents are trying to say it's okay, this is the way it's supposed to be, and as a matter of fact, the parents are lying. This is not the way it's supposed to be. 3-year-old toddlers in wheelchairs ought to be left alone. What do you think this toddler is going to do? Fling pablum at the flight crew? It's absurd. So the CNN has been trying to downplay this. They ran this little statement from the TSA trying to downplay the whole situation about how it's all for our safety and everything. I mean, if this had happened anywhere but the airport, the person handling the toddler like that would have been arrested on child sex charges and put on Megan's list. And I think all these TSA people ought to be put on those sexual predator lists, because that's all they do all day long is, you know, hi there, sweetheart, let me fondle you. You know. And it's absolutely destroyed our tourism. I live in a state that is heavily dependent on tourism dollars. Our tourism was already in decline from the economy when TSA came along and it just fell off a cliff. And our local newspapers and tourism authority try and proclaim, oh, the hotels have 80% occupancy. And what they're not telling you is how many hotels have gone out of business. How many tourist venues have gone out of business. Thanks to the TSA. Now, the other day we were talking about this interesting little story where the U.S. government had gone out with a contract for 450 million rounds of 40 caliber ammunition for the Department of Homeland Security. That's more than enough ammunition to put a bullet in the brain of every single living American if they so choose. Now, there's another story out where the U.S. government is going to all of the military surplus outlets and is starting to buy back all the 5.56 military surplus ammunition and is apparently trying to convince ammunition resellers, wholesalers, to stop selling to vendors and civilians. They're not going to ban guns. They're just going to make sure you can't get the bullets for them anymore. One of the reasons I like to shoot black powder is you can make your own. But apparently there is now a shortage of 5.56 and .223 military ammunition out there, and it seems to be a way of preventing the American public from stockpiling any more ahead of a great unpleasantness. I think that's an absolute warning sign that something really, really bad is about to happen. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're going to talk about some science stories here. We've been talking about, of course, you know, going back a long way, we talk about ClimateGate, about how this whole global warming and it's all the fault of humans was just this complete fraud. It was a complete fraud to bring about carbon taxes, which they've succeeded in imposing, and this mythical, literally created from thin air product called the carbon credit, which is unique among the commodities of the world because it's a promise not to deliver. And Al Gore and his buddies have gotten insanely rich buying and selling carbon credits, basically playing with carbon dioxide, the same game that Enron played with electricity. And they've got it all over Europe, and they're getting insanely rich off the deal. And with all this push for green and, you know, environmentally friendly, there are all these bogus projects that are designed to make a lot of people a lot of money very quickly, and they don't really work out. They're boondoggles. They're politically correct boondoggles. The government can point to and say, see, we're trying to find alternative energy. And then later on, the oil companies can point to it and say, see, it was an absolute joke. Didn't work. Prove that oil power is still the way to go. Which, by the way, I disagree with that last part. So we've been talking about windmills. We've been talking about this brand new wind farm up by Kahuku on Oahu that every time I drive by it, it's not working. We were talking about this huge wind farm down on the Big Island that was built in the 70s for the tax credits that were involved. It's corroding and rusting away. And now, basically, the global economy is coming to understand that this industrial wind concept isn't working out. That these windmills were built to take advantage of tax credits, that they were built to take advantage of the fact that the electricity was being purchased at inflated rates to stimulate the industry. And once all those tax credits and the stimulus are gone, these plants don't pencil out. They're complete boondoggles. It's like that whole ethanol thing where they said, oh, we'll grow our own fuel. We'll grow alcohol and put it in your gas tank. And never mind that it dissolves the fuel system of the older cars. It's a great idea because it's green, it's carbon neutral, which it wasn't. And they created an artificial food shortage by diverting food farmlands to ethanol production. It wasn't carbon neutral when you figured in the processing of the plant matter into ethanol. And it was less economical because there's less energy in alcohol burning than there is in the equivalent volume of gasoline. So you have to buy and burn more of it to do the same work. So it's just this complete joke here. Let's see. We got a caller on the line, Steve in Tampa. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. This is Steve. A listener for a long time, and I like you a lot. I just have one little thing for you that I have to admonish you for, but it was okay. February the 20th, and that was the march on Washington by the active military as well as the vets. And mm-hmm. I think it was your first day switching around or something like that. But you talked right through it. And there was a media blackout. And anyway, that's not the reason I called. I called about Dubai.
Well, you're going to have to wait because we got to take a break for commercials here. And when we come back, we'll talk about Dubai. Extend
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Steve in Tampa, and you wanted to ask me a question about Dubai.
Well, I have a, yes, Mike, I have a big question about Dubai. I've never been there. But from what I can see and so forth, I mean, it's just unbelievable wealth and fantastic infrastructure and just very prospering place there in the Middle East.
Not at the moment, because they were tangled in with the American economy. They're in serious trouble right now, but definitely for a while they were investing their oil money in building up the infrastructure and basically trying to become a business and banking center ahead of the decline in oil revenues.
Okay, so basically like, what's going on with there? I mean, what's happening with them? I mean, what is their demise?
Well, their demise was that they were very much tied in with the American economy, not only in terms of the United States, you know, being one of their customers for oil, but they were heavily invested in the American economy. And as the American economy has slowed down and as the credit from the American Federal Reserve has dried up, Dubai has felt the pinch as well. That's the problem with globalism. When you have a global economy, when it's hurting in one place, it's hurting everywhere. And Dubai had, in a lot of cases, overcommitted and over-leveraged. And as soon as the cash flow began to decline, they got into trouble. And they're probably not as bad off as the people of the United States are right now, but they've had to slow down a lot of their construction and a lot of construction projects for those that very daring and very brave architecture that they love so much is definitely slowing down a bit.
Yeah, it is. It's so impressive. I just wondered how Israel doesn't want to be the middleman in there and try to be the wholesaler of, you know, what's going on there.
Well, I'm sure Israel...
Seems to me like that's what they like to do.
Well, I think Israel is certainly very jealous of the wealth of the Arab nations. And,
yeah,
you know, they're probably saying, you know, if coming out of Egypt, if Moses had turned right instead of left, we'd have the oil and the Arabs would have all the dirt. And so they're kind of a little frustrated by that. We do know that the plan for Eretz Israel does include a lot of the oil resources in the Middle East. And in the long range, Israel would like to conquer and take over some of those oil fields for themselves. Dubai, the architecture is just amazing. It's not just Dubai. I was watching, again, I was talking about this Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations. They were over in Singapore and looking at some of the buildings over there. You know, it's amazing architecture. U.S. builds very tall. They build these very obvious phallic symbol type buildings. But in terms of sheer creativity and brilliance of architecture, the U.S. has lost it compared to some of these other countries.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is not a Detroit. Nothing comparable in this country.
I have to see that
stark contrast, and I'm just wondering, like, you know, I didn't know that they were on the downturn at all. Do you think that Iran is going to have any trouble selling their oil?
No. No, they're
well,
not,
why doesn't Dubai just sell it to whoever wants to buy it?
Okay, Dubai has the oil revenues, okay, but what they don't have is the return on the investments they made with their oil money. That's where the cash crunch came from Dubai. They're still selling the oil. That's what they're running the country on right now. But all of the build-up and all of the intention to build an international business center, it's slowed down. And relative to what their economic activity was before, it's down, but it's certainly considerably better than in the United States right now. One of the many people I know that has left the United States of America is now teaching in Dubai. And I get emails from him all the time about life over there. And he says, you know, it's actually pretty comfortable. You know, everything obviously has to be air conditioned. And it's not quite the, religious fanatical persecution that everybody says it is over there. The division of the sexes and everything is kind of a cultural courtesy, and that people who don't want to be segregated by gender have places where they can go, and people who do for religious reasons, they're courteous to their own religion the way the United States is courteous toward Christianity. But it's not this huge theocratic dictatorship that we're always told it is. But it's a very forward-thinking. Some of the stuff is just so amazing.
No, I mean, obviously,
over there.
That
indoor ski resort. An indoor ski resort in Dubai. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that's just another example. And I didn't know. I just couldn't figure out. I couldn't put it together why Israel would even let them exist or, you know, horn in on
some of that. I'm sure Israel would like to get America to wipe them out, and I'm sure down the road they'll be a target. You know, first it was Iraq, then it's Afghanistan, now it's Iran. After Iran, we're already seeing the propaganda run up to go after Saudi Arabia, and somewhere down the road it'll be Dubai. And everybody in Dubai knows this. Everybody in Dubai knows that sooner or later the U.S. and Israel are going to come drop bombs on them.
Okay, well, kind of sorry I asked.
Well, you did ask the question. All right, we got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sing a song of taxes. Working class cancer sore. Tea in Boston Harbor, Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple of stories before we go back to the phones. ABC News is now reporting that the crazed lone nut sergeant who is being given the blame for the massacre of 16 civilians in Afghanistan joined the U.S. Army in order to get out of prosecution for a stock swindle. And we know that the courts have this sort of nudge, nudge, wink, wink. You know, if you're in trouble, if you're willing to join the Army, the case can just sort of linger on in limbo and nothing will ever happen from it. And so that's where the Army got this guy, that they're pinning the blame for this Afghan massacre on. And they're going to go public to say, see, he's a bad person. He's, you know. Anyway, another story coming out, and again, this is up in Toulouse. They're now saying that apparently France's security services had their eye on this Mohammed, whatever his name is. Which means that one of two things is happening. Either this guy is a patsy and was set up for this, which is my theory, or it is a monumental fail of France's security services. All the groping at the airport and all the listening to and the GPS this and the eavesdrop and reading the email that, all failed. All completely failed. They were watching this guy and still missed that this was going to happen. I don't think so. This is like the 9/11 plotters who were living, you know, in the same building with an FBI informant. It's a setup. It's another setup. They needed something in the media so that Israel can play victim and say, you know, our children are being killed, so it's okay for us to kill the Palestinians. And for the U.S. to say, well, yeah, Afghanistan was bad, but look what's happening over there in France. Change the story. Change the focus. Wag the dog. This is classic wag the dog thinking out here. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab another phone call. Ryan in East Texas. Aloha, Ryan.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Hey, this is a little change of pace of everything you're talking about. This is something close to you because you know about Hawaii, of course. And just wondering, I heard a lot of things about a lot of the campgrounds out there on the coast. They're very pristine and beautiful, and how a lot of, they're not reporting on it, but a lot of people are being murdered, raped, and even robbed. And it's really disturbing because I was planning on going this summer for a two-week vacation to go camping along the shore. My girlfriend's like, oh, we aren't going to go there. I was reading this on the Internet, and so we went and looked at it. I'm like, oh, I you know, we went and looked through the newspapers, the local Hawaiian papers and whatnot, and we can't find a lot of reports of this. Is this so?
Well, I'm not hearing about it over here. I mean, the biggest danger to tourists, and it is a danger, okay, is falling into the volcano, and that's from people who step over those little ropes and the signs that say don't go any further, because it looks like it's solid ground on the other side of those ropes, but it's actually just a very thin crust of cooled glass over lava, and it just seems like it doesn't matter how many people die a horrible death. Tourists want to go across the line and be photographed right next to the lava, and it always ends badly. Our hiking trails are not as well maintained as they might be, and there have been some accidents along there. But generally, I don't think we have a problem with violent crime that is any more serious than any other tourist area. I'd be very curious where you read all these horror stories about, you know, rape and murder and so forth going on. Now, there are obviously, like any place else, there are parts of Hawaii you don't want to get into. But generally, if you're here as a tourist, people are going to sort of direct you into the areas where, you know, it's pleasant and safe and nice for you to be, because it doesn't help anybody for tourists to be targeted. There is crime, and it does target the tourists, and very sadly, a lot of it targets the tourists coming from Japan, because in their culture, you are to blame if you're the victim of a crime. And most Japanese tourists are so ashamed that they're the victim of a crime, they often will not report it. And so that gets to be an issue for that thing. But, you know,
hopefully that'll ease my girlfriend's mind, because she's listening at work right now, so I appreciate it.
Okay, well, you know, here's where people will get into problems, okay? We have the same kind of social ills as any place else in the United States of America. We're under tight economy. People will come to Hawaii, and they believe they're in the place they see in the postcards, and they drop their normal defenses. They figure, I'm on vacation, I don't have to worry about my wallet, I don't have to worry about my keys, I don't have to worry about locking the hotel room door. And they start doing stupid mistakes that set them up to be victims of crimes, things that they wouldn't do in their own home.
Okay.
And so, you know, when you come to Hawaii, bring your bathing suit and your common sense, and you will have a really good time.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot. Hope you have fun on the islands here.
I will.
All right. Goodness knows we need as many tourists as we can get if you can stomach getting past the TSA. We're just another state. We're just another city. There is crime here, but it's not in excess compared to any other. In fact, it's lower than a lot of other places on the mainland. You know, but it is here. We call ourselves an island paradise, and in a lot of ways we really are. But even paradise is going to have problems, and that's what we've got here. Speaking of problems here, and you can hear the golf course is mowing the grass out there, if you're wondering what that roar in the microphone is. A lot of people continue to be very, very concerned about genetically modified crops. And the danger with the genetically modified crops tends to be that the companies who are making them will modify a gene to produce a desired result, or they'll insert a gene to produce a desired result. So far, so good. Then they'll take the modified plant, they'll feed it to some animals, and if they don't die in 90 days, they figure it's safe. And the part of the technology that is proving to be so dangerous is genetic code in an organism isn't linear. It is so incredibly self-referential and turned in and of itself that when you modify a gene in one part of the organism, it is going to have unpredictable effects throughout the entire organism, where other parts of the biochemistry are referring back to the modified gene, and the modification will produce unpredictable results in that protein synthesis. And so we're already hearing stories about, never mind the fact that GMO crops are not producing the same yields as the natural varieties. We are hearing stories about animals who are fed on these genetically modified crops are becoming sterile. They're developing long-term chronic illnesses that don't show up until they have been feeding on this stuff for many, many years. And now, according to a report published in the International Journal of Biological Sciences, genetically modified corn is interfering with metabolic processes in your body, and it is contributing to the obesity of epidemic, the epidemic of obesity. And we already know there are other chemicals in our food that are making people obese. Aspartame, sold as a diet aid, actually makes you crave carbohydrates. Monosodium glutamate, which is marketed as a flavor enhancer, actually interferes with the signal in the brain that says you've eaten enough. Synthetic bovine growth hormone, if it is not fully and completely metabolized by the cattle prior to the harvesting of either meat or dairy products, it is in those meat and dairy products, if you consume it, can lead to all kinds of health problems. There was a landmark lawsuit involving Fox News, who ordered a couple of reporters who were reporting on the health hazards of synthetic bovine growth hormone. Fox News ordered them to cover it up. The reporters refused. Fox News fired them. The reporters sued, and Fox ultimately won on appeal when the courts ruled that since there is no law requiring the corporate media to tell you the truth about anything, that news corporations can order their reporters to lie to the public and fire them if they refuse. It's a legitimate reason for termination to refuse to lie to the public. And now we're finding out that the genetically modified corn is, again, causing all kinds of health problems here. All right, let's see. We've got another caller on the line, Sherry in Kansas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I wanted to throw this out and see if anybody else has this experience. I got some chicks last year, and so they just started to lay. And I got one rooster in the bunch so I could have fertile eggs. And then I've got one older hen that I think I could get to set on the eggs if I was going to try to, you know, get some chicks myself without having to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you crack a fertile egg, you see that little spot in there.
Yes.
Well, I think my rooster's shooting blanks because I'm not getting fertile eggs.
Well, I would definitely replace the rooster on that,
well,
that
but
point.
I'm wondering if it's what you were talking about because, you know, when you buy chicks, generally if you don't want to go to a lot of trouble mixing your own feed, you buy the stuff that
mm-hmm.
they sell the chick food. And it does have soybean in it and it does have corn in it. And, you know,
well, the first step to approach this from a scientific point of view is to reduce the number of variables. The first thing to do is get yourself a new rooster in there. And if the eggs are still not being fertilized, then, yeah, you probably have a case of something in the feed is preventing the hens from producing fertile eggs. But I would trade the rooster first. And then once you know for a fact that that's not an aspect, then you start looking at the feed grain.
Yeah, well, I'll probably end up just getting some more chicks this year, but, you know, I have a feeling I'd be curious on other people because there's a lot of people that listen to this radio station that are trying to produce their own food and see if anybody else is having this experience. So, okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, well, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. If you're trying to raise your own chickens and produce fertile eggs and the eggs are not being fertile, you know, that is definitely a major problem, you know, and, you know, I did that when I was a farm kid, raised your own chickens, and you have a rooster so that you're producing fertilized eggs, And in my case, I had an incubator.
Yep.
I didn't have to worry about an old hen. But, yeah, the first thing I would do is get a new rooster in there, get rid of the old rooster so they're not fighting each other, get a new rooster in there to keep the hens happy. If you're still getting unfertile eggs, then, yeah, there's something in the diet and you need to consult a veterinarian.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Well, you know, I stopped. I didn't feed them regular layer ration this year through the winter because of all the crap they put in it. I got wild bird seed, and then I let them run around in the yard, too, and I'm growing some worms, and they get some worms. But
well, that's probably better for them anyway. Listen, we're almost to the end of the show,
okay.
And I got phone calls coming in here, Sherry, but trade the rooster, and then if that doesn't fix it, go to a veterinarian that specializes in farm livestock.
Well, I can't afford that. I'm not going to go there.
Well,
okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, see if there's a nonprofit to help you up there. Sherry, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Chris in Maine. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Aloha.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
In regards to the person who called just recently, you know, just a few minutes ago, in regards to safety concerns in Hawaii, me and my wife were out there in 06. I told you the story a little bit before. And we were on Kauai. Now, we were down the Poipu area, down by the Grand Hyatt. Not at the Grand Hyatt, but right in that same area. And we were there for a week. We had a rental car. We traveled all over that island. Done a lot of things. Saw out-of-the-way places. And to give you a little background, I'm from a little tiny one-horse town up here in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time I'd ever traveled anywhere to speak. The first time I'd ever been on a plane.
Okay,
so,
we need to speed this up because we're running out of time.
Okay, I just wanted to say, never felt any harm or any. I was in any harm. I felt completely relaxed. So I have nothing but great things to say about Hawaii.
Well, we definitely appreciate that, and I'm sure the tourism people listening to my radio show are going to be relieved. That you said it. And again, I'm glad you had a positive experience. Not everybody does, but again, it's not out of proportion with what you're going to find anywhere else in the United States of America right now. So, Chris, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted a little helpful advice to the lady called in about her rooster shooting blanks coming from a farm boy. We've had chickens, and one of the things we found is if you find your local old-timey feed store, make sure he knows where he's getting his scratch from. Get some good old-fashioned chicken scratch, and if at all possible, one thing that will really, really help your rooster is let your chickens run free-range. They're feeding insects and everything else, and that's the best damn thing for them.
Absolutely, it's the way to do it.
She will have a good, healthy rooster.
All right. Well, I'm sure, Sherry, if you're still listening, that's some really good advice. And, you know, make sure that you know where the chicken feed is coming from. Because we know that as the public rejects genetically modified crops, those commercial farms that are growing them are basically turning to animal feed as a market. And we know it's going into the cows, and we know, it's turning up everywhere. And it's a very, very dangerous technology, and the effects are being felt all over the planet. So thanks an awful lot. Arthur, we're going to let you go. We're almost to the end of this segment here. And interesting little story, and may even have an impact here on Republic Broadcasting, is the FCC just passed a ruling freeing up the use of low-powered FM transmitters for community radio stations. Now, up until now, there's been something called the Part 15 radio transmitters. And these are ultra-low-powered stations that you can set up in your home or in your school and broadcast in your local community. And they're very, very low-power. You know, they don't reach very far. And they don't compete with the big commercial stations. Well, apparently the FCC is now recognizing that the large radio monopolies that are ultra-right wing have unfairly skewed the political debate in the United States of America as we head into an election year where Obama wants to hang on to his job. And so they're loosening up the rules for these low-power community FM stations. And I think as they come online and get networked over the Internet, we'll probably find that they do represent a significant challenge to the orthodox view of political events presented by the large media conglomerates. And so I think it's a very, very good thing. And hopefully some of those local community stations will want to carry our programs here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and just get the word out there and get the truth out there for everything that's going on. Now, getting back to this issue of diet and health safety, up in Cambridge, Maryland, researchers are basically establishing that oil and dispersants from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster have entered the American food chain through zooplankton, who are fed upon by the fish. And so, yeah, it's in the seafood coming from the Gulf. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality. Your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 John McCain. First I would say, he's watching Kicking Bay. Say, Bob and I, man, why don't we all go with Bob McCain? Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. And leave her with two.
Yeah, that's Bomb Bomb McCain, and that's a reference, obviously, to a video of John McCain a few years back singing Bomb Bomb Iran as a takeoff on an earlier rock and roll song. And it's a measure of the callous attitude of the War Hawks. They think it's a big joke. It's a big joke. Yeah, let's go bomb their country. It'll be fun. We'll have a wonderful time. So, interesting story coming out of Minnesota. Man in Burnsville has been arrested and thrown in jail without bond. Now he has been released with electronic home monitoring. Got the little thing on his ankle to make sure he doesn't go anywhere. You wonder what his crime was? Wasn't drugs. Wasn't driving while intoxicated. Wasn't murder. He's been thrown in jail and now subject to home monitoring because he didn't complete the siding on the side of his house. That is how completely overreaching government has become. This gentleman has a very nice home, and he started a project to put up stucco and decorative rock on the side of his house. And, like the rest of us, ran into money troubles, and the project was basically not completed. So he gets a letter from the city saying, that's unsightly, that's ugly, you must complete your rock siding. And he basically says, I don't have the money to do it right now. I got to make the mortgage payments, I got to pay my taxes, I got to pay all this other stuff, I got to pay the rising cost of gas and food, and I don't have anything left over to work on decorations on my house. So they arrest him and they throw him in prison. Which is one of the reasons I put up that little poll on my website today. Do we have just the right amount of government, not enough government, or way too much government? And obviously way too much government. Way too much government, you know, is the clear winner. And obviously our planted FBI and Stratfor examiners, infiltrators, spies are all saying, oh, no, we need more government. No, we don't. We've got way too much government. That government governs best, which governs least. And the original model for the United States of America was the federal government was there to arbitrate disputes among the states and otherwise mind its own business. It doesn't have any business coming in and telling us what food we must eat, what vaccines we may have, must have, or how we have to live our lives. And I think we've had way, way, way too much control and management of our lives. I mean, even Adolf Hitler didn't tell you what food you had to eat. I mean, our government here in the United States of America right now makes the Third Reich look like a libertarian paradise in contrast. I'd like to see Americans get angry about it. It is really overdue for Americans to get angry about it. I'm angry about it. Why aren't you? All right, on that happy thought, we're going to head on out here and make way for our next host here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be back tomorrow. Same time, same channel, same low power. And until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry. Support Ron Paul, support Occupy, support alternative media, and aloha, America.